piece of fertile ground. All that wet weather over the weekend may have dampened efforts to do some gardening. And with us on the line with some tips on gardening and taking care of our yard is Master Gardener Ed Byarski in this week's edition of Garden Talk. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
I counted at least 5.5 inches of rain downtown over the weekend or since the weekend started. How about your place?
I just measured my bucket out there and 7.25 inches since last Friday. So pretty appalling, shall we say. Challenging. So, makes me thank my lucky stars I live up on the hill where it drains off. Those folks who live down in the flats and low spots, gardening is more difficult there.
Have you had any sort of flooding or have you had any water issues with your garden beds?
No, mine drain pretty well. They're all raised beds or raised boxes, so they drain well. I'm in the process of building a new one. Again, I'm mixing in sand as I go along with the organic matter so that it does drain. And, of course, keeping fertility levels up is another challenge with this amount of rain leaching out the nutrients. So we've got to keep working on that all the time, adding nutrients every year.
So, well, what are some of the things that we can do to prevent, I guess, our garden beds from getting saturated or not? How can we alleviate or help with the drainage?
Well, certainly if you've got a slope and building on the slope and can take advantage of that. Raised beds, of course, is really the main advice to have for folks in Southeast Alaska. And, of course, using plastic on top of the beds or up above, making mini greenhouses, cloches, various and sundry covers to keep the rain off so we can kind of sort of control how much moisture the plants get. But, yeah, doing a French drain, if you have a place, of course, to drain the water off to, can work very well for the groundwater that is flowing from uphill of your place. And digging a trench that is going to intercept that water, putting filter fabric down in the bottom of the trench and up the sides with perforated pipes in the trench, draining out to some place, putting clean wash gravel on top of the on top of the pipes, and then using that filter fabric to cover it again. And we're using filter fabric to try to keep the fine material out of the pipes and out of the gravel so they don't clog it up. So things keep flowing, hopefully, for years and years and years, and then whatever is downhill from these drains will be less moist when we're all done.
You should probably take into some consideration as far as where that outfall from that drain is located, right? You don't want to put it, like, on your neighbor's property.
That's right, because then the lawyers get involved, and then it gets ugly and or expensive or both. But, yes, into ditches is fine. If you've got a low spot in your own yard, drain it into that. If you've got an old drain field that's been disconnected, you know, because you got hooked up to city water, that's appropriate. That's an appropriate place to go because, again, if it was built correctly, then that's a place to get it down, actually deeper down into the soil and to flow out.
But you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it in an existing drain field, though, right?
Definitely not. Yes, an existing drain field that's still being used for your septic tank outfall is not a good idea because then you're flooding your drain field and you're defeating the whole purpose of that. So, yeah, having a legal place to dispose of your water is very important. And, again, working in your own yard, choosing the right plants, whether you're building structures that will help keep them up, just using trellises to keep the peas up off the ground and my raspberries up off the ground, although even now I'm seeing slugs climbing up the raspberry plants to eat raspberries. So it's an ongoing issue. Maybe next week we'll have to plan to talk about slugs and the battle that we are facing, too.
Right, but this is just to keep, and you want to keep those plants up so they don't get soggy and moldy and
exactly.
Nasty.
You know, air circulation, really, we talk about it in greenhouses. We're cleaning up, pinching off leaves, if there's any moldy leaves or mildew on the lower leaves, and flower buds, removing that stuff. But, yeah, keeping the air circulating in between the plants, opening it up. I've got to thin out my raspberry patch. I've got too many raspberry plants. in the area, so I'm not getting as much air circulation as I would like.
And
so that's something I'll be digging those up this spring.
And on that note, just before we go, reminder to get the garlic out, right?
Oh, garlic really needs to get out of the ground if folks haven't harvested it, because the outer skins are starting to break down with this high moisture level. So for longer-term storage, we want those skins on the cloves, on the bulbs. So, yeah, get them out, pull them out gently, dig them out, and get them drying in a nice spot so we can have some wonderful garlic to go with hopefully some fresh salmon.
Okay, Ed, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.